World Tourism Day means peace for UN tourism. Over the years, the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, now UN Tourism, has celebrated World Tourism Day on September 27th of each year. If there is any single word that has repeated itself over the 40-year celebration, that word will be peace. UN Tourism, bringing the world closer. UN Tourism is the United Nations agency responsible for the promotion of responsible, sustainable, and universally accessible tourism. Tourism and peace are interconnected and relevant. While tourism can promote peace and understanding, it can also harm communities if not managed sustainably by adopting responsible and sustainable tourism practices. We can harness the power of tourism to promote peace, understanding, and development. A perfect example is Rwanda, where the tourism industry has contributed to the country's post-conflict reconstruction, fostering economic growth, social cohesion, and cultural exchange. We also have Costa Rica and Northern Ireland, examples of countries where tourism has been an engine for peace. We should also be aware of the negative impact of tourism on peace through mass tourism, which can lead to cultural homogenization. Poorly managed tourism can also result in environmental degradation, straining local resources and exacerbating conflicts, as we already see in some destinations. If not managed sustainably, tourism can also create disputes over resources such as water, land, and energy. We must work responsibly, sustainably, and ethically to promote tourism and peace coexist in the world. Africa Tourism Research Network, Tourism and Hospitality. Explore the Africa Tourism Research Network, ATRN, dedicated to advancing tourism and hospitality through research, skills development, and business development. Join us in transforming Africa's tourism landscape for a sustainable future. Emmanuel Frimpong, tourism consultant and analyst and founding president, Africa Tourism Research Network, ATRN, Ghana. iturbonews.com.